Good evening to each one of you. It's always good to see you all again, and especially from up here. Like you said, I haven't come up here for a long time. But before I share the word of God this evening, I've got some follow-up to do. If those of you who've been here on the Saturday that I preached last, I gave you an assignment. How many of you remember I gave you an assignment? Okay, one, at least very encouraging. Anybody else? The others all forgot I gave you an assignment. I told you I'll come up here again and I'll ask you whether you did it. Okay, maybe I remind you. The assignment that I gave you is something about a notebook. How many of you remember now? Okay, the last time when I came up here, I encouraged each one of you to get a notebook. And I shared with you from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, the end of all things is at hand. And so we need to be serious and watchful in prayer. And then I shared with you about how you need to pray for your families every day. Not just your immediate family, but for your father's side, your mother's side, you know, and those who have been married into your family and their families. And I said that if you will get a notebook and write it down specifically, then you can begin to pray specifically. Because God said in 1 Peter 4, 7, be serious in prayer. Because the things are coming to an end very soon. Jesus is coming back very soon, and so we need to be prepared. And so we need to be watchful, and we need to be prepared in prayer. Okay? Now, so if you have not got the notebook, I want you to go back. Remember, I will continue to pray until you get your notebook. Because I believe that every believer needs to have a systematic prayer life. So as you continue to systematically and with discipline begin to pray for people, you find that you'll experience the presence of God, and God will always continuously be drawing you into His very presence. And that's what we are seeking, you know, to have His presence in our lives. Okay, right now, before we go into the next part that I'm going to share with you, let's pray. Okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just acknowledge your awesome presence in this place. Thank you for that wonderful time that we can just come into your presence to love you, to adore you, and to worship you. And right now, we want to give the rest of this time to you. Holy Spirit, come. Come and just activate our spirits and our hearts, that as your word is brought forth, Lord, it will come forth in your power, in your anointing, and you'll minister to each one of us in a very special way today. We commit the rest of this time into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. Our theme for the next 4 months, the last quarter of this year, from September to December, the emphasis is on building the house of God together. Okay? That is the theme. And the title of my sharing this evening is Zeal for the House of God and the Things of God. And we have text scriptures from Psalm 122, verse 11. Let me read that. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Yes, truly we need to be glad that we can come back to the house of God. The pandemic has left us in the house and not in the house of God. And so we need to come back, okay? Now the next scripture is Romans chapter 12 and verse 11. Romans 12, 11. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. We need to be serving the Lord. We need to be always coming back to the house of God. And together as a family, we need to be serving. Because we are part of this local body. And Jesus is the head of this church. And we need to just allow the head to just show us what we need to do in rebuilding and building the house of God again. Amen. Amen. Okay. Now, as a point of introduction, I'm going to share with you three very important words in this message. The first one is the word zeal. Now, what is zeal? Zeal is the eagerness and the great interest that we have in wanting to pursue something. So in this case, zeal for the house of God means we are eager and we are totally interested to pursue this, to build the house of God together. Okay? And then, I must say that if you want eagerness, if you want zeal to be in your heart to come together, the only one way to get into that zeal is the passion for God. Yes. The passion for God is the one that builds zeal. Okay? So I said zeal is eagerness. Now what is passion? Passion is a feeling. It's a strong feeling. It's a strong emotion towards God. A strong desire and a love for God. And so when we have passion for God, it has to be activated. Passion for God is an emotion, so it's something that's internal. It's internal. So this internal passion and this love and this great strong feeling that we have for God cannot just remain as an emotion, cannot just remain. Something has to be activated for this passion to come into action. And so putting these two words together, zeal is the eagerness. So it's when you have the passion of God in your heart, the Holy Spirit comes and activates that zeal in your heart, and then you will be eager to come together to build the house of God. So there's two words together. And the third word there in this passage is together. What does it mean to be together? It's each other. We need one another. Just now when they were introducing Pillar, I said, Nehemiah didn't build the house by himself. He had families come together. And so here, we need to come together. You know, it's coming together in unity. Why? Because the passion that's on your heart is also on my heart. So if all of us have a passion and a love for God in such a way that the Holy Spirit will activate zeal in us, we will come together in unity, in one mind, in one accord, coming together to build the house of God. Amen. Yeah. So as now as we put these two words together and we see that passion must go with zeal. So therefore, the passion that is in our hearts and the zeal that's built in us, to the eagerness to come together to build the house of God, you know, as a family, as a corporate group, to come together, we're going to see now how we can build the house of God together. Okay? I just have three simple points for you this evening. I hope that you will take it to heart and be serious. We know that we are living in times that we need to be serious because the coming of the Lord is so near. And that's why he's wanting the family of God to come back again. Those of you online, I want to encourage you once again. Come back to the house of God. We need the family to come back. We need to come in unity. We need to serve the Lord together and build the house of God together. Amen. Okay, how can we build the house of God together? Number one. Run after the presence of God. Run after his presence. You know, and A, personally. We need to personally run after his presence. We are always telling you that this anointing and the presence, you know, it comes as you begin to stay in the presence of God on your own. In your personal life, you need that so important. In Matthew 6:6, it tells us, you know, you have, this is a famous scripture, you have heard it again and again from this pulpit. You know that Matthew 6:6, it tells us that, you know, when you pray, you go into the room and you shut the door, and in the secret place, you just come before God. Now, we need to pray and worship the Lord until his presence comes. Until we are running after his presence, where that we can feel his presence, that we know he's there. Sometimes you may not feel, but in your spirit, you know he's there. That's what we are running after. We are in this time when God wants to visit us. He wants to come. The Holy Spirit wants to come. So when we come into his presence personally, we say, come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come. Come and fill this place. Come and fill my heart. This is what the longing is for us, to run after the presence of God. Then secondly is corporately. When we come together corporately. Now Hebrews 10:25. Can we have Hebrews 10:25? Hebrews 10:25. encourage us, okay? Now, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. As we see the day approaching, the day of the Lord coming, as approaching, we need to assemble together. We need to come back, as I said just now, come back to the house of God and seek His presence together as a family. So can you imagine if each one of you are carrying the presence of God from your altar at home, in your personal prayer life, when you come together, it's going to be so powerful. The moment we just close our eyes and just acknowledge Him, you will feel the manifest presence of God. And another scripture is Matthew 18 and verse 20. When two or three gather in His name, He says, I am in your midst. See, so when you get together, whether you get together with two people or get together with three people, when you come together in that presence, you experience, you know that He's there because He promised that He's there. Now, sometimes we just go by that promise. But we want to go a step further and we want to literally experience that presence. We want to know He's there. We want to hear what He's saying. See, just now in the presence, in the mighty presence of God in worship, and when Pastor Jonathan took over, he had a word from the Lord. Why? Because the presence of God is here. And he was able to be sensitive to hear and to pick up what God was saying to him. A new beginning, said. And so this is how it is important for all of us to run after the presence of God. And come to a place where you can literally feel Him and experience Him. Okay, now how else to build the house of God? Number two, walk in the Word with others. What do I mean by that? Walk in the Word with others. A, you need to grow in Jesus. What does it mean to grow in Jesus? John 1 and verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and He was in the beginning. The Word was God. Okay? And then in verse 14, John chapter 1 and verse 14, He says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So what is the Word? The Word is Jesus Himself. So if you want to know God, you need to know the Word. If you want to experience God and you want to grow in Jesus, you grow in the Word. And so why I say we need to grow together in the Word of God, together with others, so that we can encourage one another to read the Word of God, to meditate on the Word of God, to grow in the Word of God. So these are times as the one another principle is so important, that we don't just take yourself and say, okay, I'm going to grow, I set my heart to do it. You know, you don't just do it for yourself, but you need to do it for others. You know, you need to get others alongside and say, come on, let's grow together. Let's prepare our hearts for the coming of the Lord. Let's build the presence of God in our lives. You know, we need to grow together. You know, we need to know Jesus. So the more we abide in His presence, because He is the vine and we are the branches. If we abide in Him, He says you will bear much fruit. Because without Him, we can do nothing. See, so if we don't have the Word of God, that means if we don't have Jesus in us, and if we don't spend time and experience His presence, we can do nothing. We cannot rebuild this house. We cannot come together and do anything, okay? And B, we need to grow together with others. And I'm going to share with you from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. And things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach others. So you see, when you are growing together with others, you teach others. You know, when you begin to teach others, they grow in the Lord and they grow in Jesus and they begin to teach others. This is how it's supposed to be. And not just into the body of Christ. Now, as we begin to activate this in the body, the zeal begins to activate in each one of us because the Word of God activates us. You know, and to have a passion for God, we keep going back to God and receiving from Him, and then we go out. Okay, now we're not only blessing the body of Christ, but God will begin to lead you out there to those who really need Jesus. Some of them have not even heard about Jesus. You know, in the interiors of many nations, they've heard of Coke, but they've never heard of Jesus. So God is activating each one of us through the word, and that's how we begin to grow together in the Lord, and then God will send us out to places where people need to hear. The coming of the Lord is near, and we need to do this. We need to grow together. And here this evening, I want to encourage you. This is what Pillar is all about. Coming together. We're going to wait in His presence and let Him transform our lives. And He's going to just bring the, we're going to bring the Word of God. And we're going to go, we're going to know Jesus more. Because as we study the Word of God, we will know Him personally and intimately. And just like, and I want you to know that every one of you is important. Just like when Pastor Jonathan was sharing last week, and he used the Lego, and he was building the Lego piece by piece. And how important, if one part of that piece is missing, there's a lack there. Something is wrong there. You know? So that's why it's important that every one of us sign up. I'm going to not say the word encourage. I'm going to say I urge each one of you to sign up so that we can all come together and we can all grow together and we can build the house of God together. Okay? Now, and third point is build God's house together. Now, how do we do that? How do we build God's house together? A, you discover your personal call. We all need to discover our personal call. Yeah, we know the general call is the Great Commission. Go into all the world, you know, and preach the gospel and make disciples of all nations, okay? And baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's a general call to every believer. But you have a, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Each one of you, you're here not by chance, because God had a purpose. He had a plan and He had a purpose to actually bring you, you know, to bring you here and to build the house of God together. He saved you for a plan and a purpose. So what is this? Now, when the personal call is very important. You need to discover your personal call. Many of us don't know what we are called to, the personal call. We don't know. And there are giftings and talents that God has given each one of us. And your gifting is unique. You may say, oh, others have the same gifting as I have. Now, when you really get down to doing the and experiencing and putting that gifting into practice, you'll find that even though a person may have a similar gifting, it's not the same. That's why I said that every piece of that Lego is different. You know, you are made so uniquely that without you, this house of God cannot be built. You are so important to God. And God is waiting. See, if you are not fulfilling that call that has been placed upon your life, if you're not using the talent or that gifting that God has given to you, the church, the body of Christ is lacking somewhere. For example, if you're called to prophesy, and you're not prophesying because you say, oh, never mind, others can prophesy. Others are in the spirit, let them prophesy. You know what's happening? Someone in our midst is losing from hearing the voice of God, that prophecy that you are supposed to give. So you need to know and discover your call. It is so important that you discover the call that God has placed upon your life. And in Isaiah chapter 8, verses 1 to 6, we see the call of God upon Isaiah. And the Lord asked him, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Here the Lord is asking you the same question. Will you be the one to fit in and build a certain part of the house of God? If you have a gifting in teaching, if you are the one who's supposed to teach a certain topic that only you can do so effectively and you're not doing it, we are all losing out. So when one person does not fall into the gifting or does not discover their call and don't fall into their call, you find that the whole church, we are all lacking something. So that's why it's important. It's important. I pray that today you will take this back and you will seek the Lord. Seek the Lord, wait in His presence and ask Him, Lord, what is your personal call for me? What is it personally that you want me to do? Sometimes it starts with the desire that you have. You know, God uses the desires that you have are placed by God in your life. And so when you begin to have a desire to do something different, you know, from others, and then you wonder, oh, should I share with others? Because it's so different, they may look at me weirdly, you know. But you may think that, but I want you to know that God has placed that desire in your heart because that is the gifting He has placed in your life. And so when you begin to pick it up, just obey. God is looking for His children to just hear Him and to obey Him. So many of us are walking this life not knowing our call, not knowing what we are here for and what is the specific purpose that He has created you for. See, He created us so uniquely. Before we were planted in our mother's womb, He already knew us. That means He handpicked you. He specially chose you. And before your mother gave birth, He already gave you a name. And that's the name He calls you with. See? So you must remember that this is a specific call from God that you are here. There's no coincidence. Okay? Now, and the next thing is, now you not only need to discover your call and to fall into that call, you must fulfill your destiny. You have to fulfill your destiny. You know why? Because until you finish until you complete the destiny that God has called you for, God will keep you here on this earth until He comes. Because God is a very specific God. If He has chosen something for you and He has a destiny for you, He will actually wait for you because He is such a gentle God and He's such a gracious God and a long-suffering God that right now we don't know what our calling is. He's still waiting for you to discover. And once you discover, He's waiting for you to answer and to fulfill that destiny, to fulfill that call. Just like we see in the book of Esther, Esther chapter 4 in verse 14. Esther 4:14 says, "For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" So maybe you are in the kingdom for such a time as this. You need to fulfill. You see, if Esther did not get into the palace at that time, if she did not obey Mordecai and did not go in, you know what would have happened? All the Jews would have been destroyed at that time. So God placed Esther specifically, strategically at that time, in that place for her to fulfill that destiny. And if she did not obey, we would have lost the Jews. But because she obeyed, today we see what God is doing through Israel and through the Jews. See, so it is so important that you must fulfill your destiny. Okay? Now, in closing, I want to ask you this question. Why do you think we are doing this? Week by week, we come up here and we are telling you and we are urging you, get into the presence of God. God is looking for you. He's wanting you to experience His presence. Why are we doing this? We are not doing this because we are pastors and this is our job. No, we are not doing this because of that. We are doing this, firstly, because each one of you have a purpose and you have a responsibility to this house of God. To this house of God. You have a purpose, you have a responsibility. That's why I said you need to discover your call so that you can fall into the purposes of God for your life in this house of God. To come together, to build together. Okay? Something to build together. So the purpose is something that you need to know in your heart. Do you have a purpose? Why you come to this house? Why God has planted you in this house and not in any other house of God? This is specifically a call from God. So we have a sense of belonging. We all belong to one Father. And we all have a passion for that one Father. And that Father is wanting us as a family to be. Every family, you can see that the father and mother always want to see the unity of the family coming together. No matter how many times in a year you meet, you always treasure that coming together. And so the Father heart of God is looking at each one of His children, part of this family. He's looking for us to come together in unity and to build together. Amen. Secondly, we have an assignment to fulfill in this life. Each one of us has an assignment that we need to fulfill in this life. And this assignment must be completed. You have an assignment which you have to complete. Now, if you look at 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, you see how Paul says, I have fought a good fight, and I have finished my race, and I've kept the faith. So you see, Paul knew that he has finished his race. He has finished that assignment that God had laid for him, and he was ready to go home. Many of us say, God, we want to go home. I think it's enough. We want to go home. But our assignments are not complete. Our assignments have not been fulfilled. So we need to finish that assignment. So the faster you find out your call and your whatever the gifting is, you know, and you begin to do that assignment that God has given to you, it's either Jesus going to come back and take you or he's going to call you home. Okay? Now, thirdly, you have to fulfill your destiny on this earth. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, Philippians 1 verse 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. See, you have to not only fulfill that assignment, you have to fulfill that destiny that God has called you to. And here it says, being confident that the Lord who has started that good work, he has begun a good work in each and every one of us. And he will bring it to completion. He is just waiting for us to respond to him, and he will lead us into that destiny to fulfill it. Amen? Amen. So I just want you to take heart this evening. I want you to really bring this to God in prayer. And say, God, I'm serious. I'm serious about getting close to you. I'm serious about knowing you in the Word. I'm serious, Lord, about discover my destiny and to fulfill my call, the personal call that I have. So right now, I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward, and I'm going to ask all of you to take a few minutes. This is the best time when you allow the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, to just speak to you. What area of this sharing, this message that the Lord laid on my heart, which part is God has been speaking to you? And you need to respond to it. It's important to respond to God. Let's just seek the Lord. Just call on His name. Say, God, I need to hear you. I need to know what you have for me. Lord, show me how I can come together and build this house together with others. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Rakabashikaralabariandai. Oh, Ramashandaralabariande. Oh, Romoshondo. Why don't you just connect with God through the Holy Spirit? Let's pray in the Spirit. And as you begin to pray in the Spirit of God, be alert that the Spirit of God will drop something in your heart, will speak to you. Oh, Ramashandaralabariantaralayande. Kiriantaranamasho, Rokoboshondo. Oh, Romoso, Rakabariandi. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Oh, teach us, Lord. Teach us to hear you. Teach us to come into your presence, experience you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.